好，弟兄姐妹，大家新年好
！Happy New Year, everyone！
呀、yeah, ，我们又从2024年跨进了这个2025年。
So now we have entered 2025 from 2024.
对，我每一次看到这个跳跃的这个照片，我都想说，他那个脚是已经到了2025哈，没有掉在那个中间下面去。
So every time I see this picture, I remind me that we jump through the gap and we're not falling down. We all entered 2025.
对，所以从这个图就可以让我们知道说，我们要往前迈进的时候，要忘记背后，不要一直频频回首。我们频频回首，可能就会掉在那个2024跟2025之间了。
So it reminds us that we have to look forward and don't look back. If you look back, you might just fall.
好，我们今天要来看的一个题目叫做“走出去”，这一次你能走多远
？So we look at this topic today that walk out there and how far can you push yourself？
对，通常我们在新的一年开始的时候，第一次的这个信息，我们是借全教会的联合聚会我们会来一起来分享我们今年教会的年度主题。
Usually on the first of the year, we have this combined service. In this service, we shared the theme of the church for the year.
年度主题通常是我们牧师传道，我们祷告之后，我们觉得我们教会在这一年当中，我们应该一起努力的一个方向。
Our theme for the church for the year was usually came up from the brainstorm of pastors and elders that after.God's guidance to provide us the direction for the year.
但是我不晓得大家有多少人还记得去年的年度主题是什么。
So I'm wondering if any one of you still remember our theme for the past year.
对，所以我来跟大家 review 一下哈，我们从2022来看一下我们教会的年度主题是什么。
So let's take a look at the past few years, what our themes were.
对，2022年我们的教会年度主题，中文叫做持续专一，英文叫做 One Thing Continuously.
So for the theme for 2022, it was one thing continuously.
对，我们是在2022年，是因为是我们教会40周年的日子当中，我们希望借这个主题告诉大家说，我们要在一件事情上继续的来往前。
So 2024 was, we celebrate our 40th anniversary, and we hope to, with this theme, that it reminds us to continue on one thing.
也就是说，在神的恩典跟祝福的40年的带领当中，我们一直是专一的在跟从主，继续的往前。
It reminds us that through the 40 years, the church has been advancing, focusing on one thing.
那到了2023年，我们教会叫做做新事。
Our theme for 2020 is doing a new thing.
对，做新事是说在经过了40周之后，我们不能够只是墨守成规，我们要把每一件我们所做的事情都如同在做一件新事一般，充满喜悦的往前。
It tells us that we shouldn't do things as what we have been doing.We're supposed to do everything as something anew.
所以做新事不是说我们旧的事都不要做了，而是说在做旧的事情的时候，有一个新的眼光、新的想法，然后继续的往前。
Well, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do whatever we have been doing, but we remind we should be doing these from a new perspective.
对，到了去年2024年的题目叫做“就是要幸福”。
So in 2024, was pursuit of happiness.
因为我们相信基督的信仰就是一个追求幸福的一个信仰的过程。
And we believe that the Christian belief, faith, is a process of the pursuit of happiness.
也就是说，我们相信耶稣，或是我们接受这个救恩，我们无非就是的生活过得更幸福。
It means that when we accept Jesus Christ, we accept the salvation, it will lead us to a life of happiness.
好，所以经过了这个就是要幸福之后，我们从此过着幸福快乐之后，我们接下来要做什么呢？
So once we're on this path to the happy life, what do we do next?
所以我们从这连续这三年的这样一个年度主题，我们可以发现到我们教会的年度主题一直往一个方向前进。
So we can see a trend from the we're going towards one goal.
也就是我希望借着每一年的年度主题，帮助我们大家能够不断往前向上成长。
So we're hoping that through these themes, our congregation will keep moving forward and will grow upward.
Yeah, 所以我们看到从持续专一到做新事到旧事幸福，我们一直不断的在我们的信仰上面的往前向上成长。
So we can see how we forward and grow upward through these themes, like one thing continuously doing a new thing and.
所以不断的往前向上成长，是我们一直希望我们教会弟兄姐妹能够有的一个方向。
Moving forward and going upward is one thing that everyone in the church are working on.
这就让我们说，圣经当中有主耶稣有一个命令，是蛮符合这一个的一个方向的。
And this reminds us that Jesus has a teaching that matches this very well.
就是在《使徒行传》的一章八节。
It was in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
好，我们一起来用你自己喜欢的语言，我们一起来把这个经文读一次。好，我们一起来读。
We can read that.
但圣灵降临在你们身上。你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。所以，我们念完这个经节之后，我们看到他这个地方讲到的，就是一个不断的继续往前，不断的向上成长的一个过程。
So this verse, we can see that this is a process going forward and upward.
一章八节是主耶稣要升天前对门徒。
You know, this verse was the command that Jesus gave to his disciples before he ascends to heaven.
通常一个最先的跟最后的都是很重要的。
The very first thing and the very last thing are most important.
所以这是一个很。
So you can see this is a critically important.
也是一个很重要的命令。
And it's a critically important command.
而我们很多我们看见的就是说，神在这件事情上，主在这件事情上要带领，要三个字走出去。
And we can see from this, God will lead us go out there.
怎么样子走出去呢？
But how?
就是借着我们与世界的分别，并且被神差派走出去。
Through our setting apart, road and send off.
也就是说，我们的走出去不是凭着我们自己的意思。的意思要我们走出去。
So that going out there is not because we want to, but God's will.
也就是说，我们在我们的信仰当中，我们经历到了与世界的分别，但是与世界的分别不是最后的结果。与世界的分别要让我们能够被主差派走出去。
So it tells that we in our experience that this set apart is not out of ourselves. But it's because God's command.
所以使徒行传一章八节，它是基督教信仰上面的一个宣教的意象。
So this verse Acts 1:8 reflects the strategy, the vision of mission.
对，它很清楚的让我们看见这个宣教的目标就是要为主做见证。
It clearly states the goal of mission.Is to witness the Lord.
他的就是要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极一直往前走下去。
And the strategy is start from Jerusalem and go to the whole of all Judea and then Samaria, Samaria and the whole world.
但是使徒行传一章八节又不只是宣教的意向跟策略。
And yet this verse doesn't stop the strategy.
也就是说，我们一章八节做今年的主题经文，并不只是说我们今年教会要去外宣。
It means means that when we use this as our theme for the year, we're not just stopping at mission.
可能有一个更重要的想法在这里，就是说，我们希望借着这一段的经文，并且这个主题，能够帮助我们能够继续不断的成长，并且在成长中继续不断的突破。
Important is that through this theme, we could grow, we can grow up and grow move forward.
所以我不知道你怎么样子看待我们教会的这个每年的年度主题。
I don't know how you view our theme of the year.
我希望不是大家只是在每一年第一的这个主日崇拜当中听到这个主题，然后以后就忘记了。
I hope it's not that you.Heard this theme for the first time and then forget about it.
我们会在这一年当中，在每一个主日当中，我们会不断的提醒大家，我们今年的主题是什么。
We'll try to remind everyone what the theme is for the year.
因为我们不希望我们教会就好像这个 New Year Resolution 一样，我们说着说着就没了。
We don't want.Theme of the year be like the New Year's resolution, it just disappears after a while.
那个七月四号的那个烟花放出来的时候很漂亮，然后放完就没了。
Maybe it's like the firework during the Independence Day. It looks spectacular when you watch it, but once it's gone, it's gone.
更不希望我们的今年的年度主题好像。即将要来到的这个中国的蛇年一样，是一个虎头蛇尾的一年。
And I don't want our theme of the year be like the year of the Chinese the year of snake. You have a good start and strong start, but weak finish.
Yeah. 所以我们就要来思想说，那我们怎么样子能够从岁首到年终，我们能够坚。到底的在这样一个年度主题当中继续
Look into how we could carry out this theme from the beginning to the end.
也就是说我们怎么能够借着这个年度主题走从2025年的第一个主日我们到最后一个主日的时候我们可以跟我们自己今年我 finish well.
And how we could say that at the end of the year, we throughout 2025, we finish well.
所以我们后面今天提出两个问题来跟大家一起来思想怎么样子帮助我们在年度 主题上面我们能够成长我们能够突破
So let's think about this in two, with the next two questions how we will carry out the theme of the year
第一个问题就是说你想走多远
the first question is how far
通常我们能够走多远取决于想要走多远
Usually, the distance you can go depends on how far you're willing to go.
如果你一开始就不想要走出去，你可能就算你有多大的，你都不可能再走出去的。
So even if you are very powerful, you can walk a long distance, but you don't have that decision to walk long, you probably won't.
所以很多时候会想到说，我们之所以会停在一个不是因为我们走不下去，而是因为我们不想走了。
A lot of times we stop somewhere not because we cannot put pressure on, but because we don't want to.
所以基督徒的不长进，不是因为神没有给我们机会或让我们长进。
The stall of Christian faith, growth in faith, Christian faith is not because we don't have the resources to grow.
而是可能常常是我们的。心态限制了我们的长进。
A lot of time limited by our mindset.
所以不要认为某人他的恩赐比较多，所以神比较祝福他，所以他比较长进。
Don't think that somebody else, maybe someone has talent, and they will be able to do this and that, and not me.
很多时候我们是在为自己找借口，不是为自己找出口。
So many times.Excuse for yourself, not, not the fact.
对，斯坦福大学的一个心理学的教授叫做卡罗杜维克，在他的研究当中就指出了这一个现象。
So a professor named Carol Dweck in Stanford University has pointed out this phenomenon.
书叫做 Mindset。
She wrote a book Mindset。
她在这本书上面就告诉我们说，很多阻碍我们发挥我们潜能可能是源自于我们的心态上的问题。
In her book she stated that a lot of time the limitation to our the extent we use our potential is our own mindset。
所以这个杜维克教授他把人的心态分成两种的心态。
So Dr. Dweck has pointed out there are two kinds of mindset。
一个叫做固定心态，一个叫做成长心态。
So there's a fixed mindset。
所谓的定型心态是说我们相信我们的能力是固定下来的。
For someone with a fixed mindset, he would consider himself like this is everything's all set, all decided.
这样子的人，他比较看重的是遗传，看重的是传统。
They would focus their mind on what's received, what the traditional has been done.
所以这样子的人就容易把自己局限在一个既有的框架之内。
A person with a fixed mindset tend to limit.Into this fixed frame.
定型心态的人认为不能改变的，我们只能照着既定的规则往前。
And these people tend to think that you cannot change the environment. We just have to proceed as what's already said.
所以一般这个所谓的比较听话的好学生，通常会掉进这个所谓定型心态当中。
Many of the so-called good students or obedient students, they fall into this fixed mindset.
那所谓的成长心态的人，他相信出路是在不断的尝试摸索中出现的。
Those with tend to think that opportunity resides in continuous effort.
人会使自己在不断的困境当中寻找突破，并且在这个突破当中能够让自己成长。
So those with a growth mindset tend to take on the challenge and try to seek up a different ways to break through.
所以定型心态的人很看重要有一个好的开始，因为没有好的开始，会有成功的结果。
A person with a fixed mindset tend to think that a good start is critical because without a good start, it's very difficult to get to
成长。心态人他不害怕自己的出身低，他不害怕自己的起点比别人差，因为他能够在不断的这个过程当中找到那个突破的出口。
And yet, someone with a growth mindset was not afraid of where he started. He could find breakthrough during the process.
所以，很多时候我们的心态决定了我们的格局。
Usually, your mindset will decide your perspective and your view.
我们的格局决定了我们能够走多远。
And this perspective or horizon of yours will decide how far you can walk.
我们能够走多远，也决定了我们能够看尽多少路上的风景。
And how far you can walk will decide how much you can see.
领受多少出于神的祝福
，and how
God。所以，我们既然知道了有定型心态跟成长心态这两种心态的时候，我们就应该要告诉自己说，我们不要被既定的框架框我们的人生。
And now that we know there are different kinds of mindset, we should not limit ourselves with the fixed mindset.
也就是说，不管我们的出身如何，不管我们开始的如何，我们都能够路上找到出路，只要我们愿意。
We should think that it doesn't matter what our background is and doesn't where we started, we will find a way in the process.
特别是我们信耶稣的人，我们更应当有这样的把握。
And especially our We should hold strong in that idea.
因为耶稣基督来到这世上，他是要打破这个人生一切既定的框架。
Because all the restrictions.
所以你看，耶稣在当时的 的时候，是这些当时的这些的宗教领袖们最讨厌的对象。
So you can see he was hated by those religious leaders.
因为他来是要打破这些人为的宗教。
Because he came to break all those man-made rules.
帮助我们打破这些框架之后，用神的眼光来看待我们的人生。
He will help us to see our life from the God viewpoint of God after he breaking all those rules.
而不是用世界的观点来定义我们的成与败。
And not to define our success or failure from the world point of view.
所以耶稣基督要我们做什么呢？
So what did Jesus want us to do?
什么是耶稣觉得？
So what is success in Jesus' eyes?
其实在使徒行传一章八节很简单，很直接，也很具体。
It said very simple, simply and very straightforward in the verse 1:8 in the book of Acts.
就是为主做见证。
That is a witness of God.
这一生，我们如果要做一件事情，只要主做见证这件事情。
The one and only thing that you need to do in your life is to be witness for Jesus.
他在讲到说，直到地极为主做见证。
It says that be witness of the Lord to the end of the earth.
为主做见证是我们。
That's the one thing that we need to do.
直到地极是我们要做这件事情的实现。
To the end of we take this out to.
为主做见证是什么？
What does it mean by witness of the Lord?
就是证明耶稣基督他是神，他是我们的救主。
It's to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is God and he is our Savior.
也就是说我们不论在哪里，不论在什么时候，在什么情况当中，我们都能够告诉别人说耶稣基督他是神，他是主，他是我的救主。
And we should be able to tell others that Jesus Christ is the Lord, he is our Savior, no matter where we are, when it is, and how our circumstances are.
不论你今天的身份是什么，不论你今天的年纪是什么，你今天的状态是如何，你都能够告诉别人耶稣基督他是神，他是主，他是你的救主。
Doesn't matter what your age is, what your identity is, what profession you are in, you'll be able to tell others that Jesus is Lord and He is your Savior.
意思就是说，我在做任何事情的时候，我首先要考量的不是我可以在这个事情上得到什么好处，而是我可以在这个事情上如何让人认识耶稣基督，他是神，他是主，他是我的救主。
In other words,Whatever we do, we should not first think what this will benefit me. We should think what will this tell others about Jesus Christ and He is the Lord, He is the Savior.
所以在面对这个耶稣基督对我们的一个要求或是我们一生的一个目标的时候，定型让我们预先设定的某些环境不可能为主做见证的。
So with this in mind, that somebody with a fixed mindset may take some circumstances as a situation that you cannot witness Jesus.
或者说某些时候我没有办法为主做见证。
Or it means sometimes there's some situation that cannot witness for Jesus.
但是成长心态的人却能够在各样子的环境当中找出如何为主做见证的最佳方式。
And yet, someone with a growth mindset will find a way in all circumstances to witness for Jesus.
我们刚刚在这个新的一年开始的这个读经计划当中念到了创世纪当中的两个人物，正好代表着定型心态跟成长心态的一个例子。
So we have read two people in this past few days during our in our Bible reading for the year, we had the Bible presented two characters.
一个就是 一个就是该隐，一个就是
there's Cain and there was Abel。
我们献祭的，在献祭的事情上，该隐所献的是他觉得他能够献的。
So we can see that Cain had offered what he thought he could。
他只是在做一件事情，他觉得他要做的，他应该要做的事情。
Now he was doing something that he thought he should do.
做完了就完了。
And when he's done it, it's over.
但是亚伯代表的成长心态，他在做这件事情的时候，他想要知道神所喜悦的是什么，然后照着神所喜悦的去尽力的去做好这件事情。
With Abel, what he thought was that what's on his mind was.What would God be pleased with? And he would do what he think God would be pleased.
所以我们看到他们两个好像都做完了这件事情，一个是把他地里的出产拿出来献给神，一个是把他的这个最好的部分献给神。
So you can see that they did according to their thought, and one offered the products from the field and the offer the livestock.
使徒行传一章八节这个主的吩咐的时候，我们的心态是什么？
So let's reflect on this verse. What is our mindset?
是在为自己不能够继续往前找借口，还是为能够往前找出路？
So are you trying to find excuse reasons to?Not moving forward, or you're trying to find a way to break through your challenges.
你想走多远，决定了你能走多远。
How far you're willing to go decides how far you will go.
所以我们接下来要看的另外一个问题就是你能走多远。
And the next question we look at is how far are you able to go?
前面讲到说我们的心态决定了我们能够走多远。
And we talk about how far we can go with our mindset.
就是我们要改变我们从定型的心态当中改变成成长的心态，才不会一直找借口，却能够一直不断的找到出口。
And we should change our fixed mindset if you have to mindset so that we can find a breakthrough in all circumstances.
但是同样的，在我们往前为主做见证的道路上。仍然充满了许多影响我们能够往前的障碍。
And there are many obstacles on our path to follow the Lord.
对于当时主耶稣的门徒如此，对于今天的我们也是如此。
And that was true to the disciples of the of Jesus back then. It's the same to us nowadays.
所以主耶稣在吩咐他的门徒为他做见证的事情上。举了四个他们熟悉的地理名词来提醒他们如何能够走得更远，走得更好。
So Jesus through those four names or areas that he mentioned in his command, tell them these disciples how far they should go.
当他们这些门徒听到这些的地理名词的时候，就知道主耶稣在讲什么。
And those geographical areas are familiar to those his disciples.
主要他们思想的第一个层面的事情是，他们可以为主做见证的地方在哪里？
The first is the place that they where they would think they could witness for him.
耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
And goes from Jerusalem to the whole Judea.To Samaria and to the end of the world.
我们可以看到它是一个从近到远的一个推进。
We can see that it's from a local, a near place to far, to a far, and to the end of the earth.
所以主耶稣是提醒他的门徒，不论在任何一个地方，你都可以为我做见证。
And he was reminding his disciples that no matter where you are.You can witness for me.
但是在这个第二个层面上面，主耶稣也借着这四个的地理名词，提醒门徒说，在这些的地理位置上面，他们 不能为主做见证的障碍。
First Sunday of the month, we come here to Lord's table.
我不晓得你如何看待每一个第一个月的第一个每一个月第一个主日，我们一起领用了圣餐。
I don't know how you look at these the Holy Communion that we take every first week of the month.
这是主耶稣所亲口吩咐门徒要遵守的。
And this is something that Jesus asked his disciples to follow.
我们可以想到，这一群主的门徒，当他们第一次主升天之后，当他们第一次聚集、第一次领用圣餐的时候，他们一定觉得这个圣餐对他们深具意义。
We can imagine the very first time his disciples come to the Lord's table and take Holy Communion, they would have this enormous awe meaning to them.
因为主耶稣说，我们应当如此行为的是要纪念主。
Because Jesus told them that you do this, in memory of me.
然后主耶稣也对他的门徒说，拿起饼来说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行为的纪念我。
Jesus took the bread and told his disciples that this is my body broken for you. You do this in remembrance.
然后也拿起杯来说，这杯是我与你们立约立新约的一个记号。
And he took the cup and told them that the cup is symbolized the the covenant between Jesus and his disciples.
对，所以我相信当他们第一次在领用圣餐的时候，他们的心一定非常的激动。
So I'm sure that when they took the Holy Communion for the very first time, they were very excited.
他们拿起饼，他们喝下杯的时候，他们的心一定非常的感动。
So they must be very moved when they did that.
但是在一百次、一千次之后呢？
So then what happens after you've been doing this many times, 100 times, 1,000 times?
这样每一次的领用圣餐会不会变成一个行礼如仪的一个仪式而已？
So now, after so many times, whether coming to the Lord's table become just a routine?
很多事情变成一个习惯有它的好处。
Well, for many things,It will be good if it becomes habit.
也就是说，很多事情我们习以为常有它的好处，因为我们做起来会顺风顺水的。
That's because when you have this habit, it will be much easier to do.
但是它也有它的坏处在。
And then it has its downside.
因为那个坏处就是因为我们太过于习以为常了，以至于我们就不会去深刻的思想其中对我们的意义是什么。
The downside is when it becomes a routine, we will not tend to think what the reason behind it, what's the meaning, real meaning behind it.
我们每次守的圣餐如此，我们每一个教会的聚会也是如此。
So our Holy Communion can be like this, and our church worship service can also be like this.
如果我们每一个聚会，我们只是觉得那是一个行礼如仪、行礼如仪必须做的事情的时候，实际上我们做起来就一点意义都没有了。
So if you come to church as a routine, then there's no meaning to it.
很多时候夫妻的相处也是这样。
Many times the same applies to the husband and wife, the couple's life.
所以为什么说有七年之痒？
That's why they talk about after a period of 7 years, there are some issues.
可能就是说夫妻相处久了，所有事情都习以为常了，就没有任何再让你能够觉得感动或是激动的事情。
Maybe it's been a while. There's nothing new. There's nothing exciting.
所以为什么要有 MER?
And that's why we have this MER.
MER 是帮助我们在习以为常的夫妻生活当中，再去发现到一些我们忽略的乐趣跟情趣。
So that MER will bring in new meanings, will relight the fire in between you.
所以耶路撒冷代表的是一个习以为常的提醒。
So Jerusalem represents a reminder that you don't fall into the routine.
许多事情开始的时候，我们都是战战兢兢的迫切祷告神，但是久了，是不是就变成习礼如仪的仪式而已了呢？
So we started many ministries with a humble heart. We pray earnestly, ask God's presence. But don't that become a routine after a while?
耶利米哀歌三章二十二到二十三节说：“我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至于断绝。每一早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。”
In Lamentation, Prophet Jeremiah reminds us that we were not destroyed because of the grace of the Lord, and every morning He's bringing us new things.
所以我们就应当在每一件我们习以为常的事情当中看见神新的恩典，看见神的信实极其广大。
So we should see, we should look and see and find God's action in our routine, in our routines, and so that we will be inspired.
让我们在我们所熟悉的耶路撒冷当中，不会是所有的事情都是一种习以为常、稀疏平常，而看不见神的祝福、神的心意。
So that we don't take what we do routinely as something that without excitement, we should see new things in God's action.
这是我们为主做见证的第一个障碍。我们很多时候觉得习以为常有什么好说的呢？
So this is actually the first stumbling block that we witness for God. A lot of times we consider this a routine. There's nothing to talk about.
稀疏平常，好像神根本就没有在祝福我、管我。
It seems that everything is normal. God, you know, is not in here.
我们刚才讲到了定型心态会让我们把这些事情看为稀疏平常。但是成长心态却能够在稀疏平常当中看见神不同的心意。
And we talk about the fixed mindset that they will look at everything as a routine, but someone with a growth mindset will see God's new action in this routine.
我们为主做见证的第二个障碍放在犹太全地。
So the second obstacle for us to witness God is to in all Judea.
主耶稣的当时的门徒大半都是加利利人。
Most of Jesus' disciples back then were from Galilee.
加利利人在当时的犹太全地代表的是一群没有文化的乡下人。
So Galilee is a place where most people are considered uneducated.
是被耶路撒冷那些自认为敬虔的犹太人所瞧不起的一群人。
There was someone who's looked down upon by those leaders, religious leaders in Jerusalem.
所以这些被主耶稣复活生命给改变，或者圣灵降临得到能力的这些的加利利人，如果他们的心态不改变，他们就没有办法会去做见证。
So those people from Galilee, even though they were empowered by Holy Spirit, if they don't break through this fixed mindset, they would not be able to overcome their fear of those people's view and to be witness for God, for the Lord.
我们今天别人对我们的看法，别人对我这个人的看法，会不会影响到我为主做见证呢？
Will other people's point of view on us becoming a stumbling stone for us to witness for the Lord?
假如我们一直害怕别人不喜欢我，
So instead of seeking approval from all people around you, it's better to focus your eyes on the Lord and getting approval from Him. You should remember that God takes you as what you are. You're saved not because you're better than others, not because you're better looking, not because you're better behaved. God saved you because of who you are. And just because of that, you should stand up bravely and to witness for the Lord. So there's nothing we should boast about, and the only thing that we should boast is the love from God. So that's what Peter said in Acts later on, that I don't have silver and gold. All I have is Jesus Christ, which I will share with you. So we pray that God will help us in our breakthrough the others' perception on us.
Perception.
So the third location or geographical location is Samaria. Samaria or Samaritans are someone that Jesus, those people or Christians or Jewish people, they don't like, they don't look up to. The Jews don't like Samaritans because they don't think they were poor, that they were pure, because they have married to the Gentiles.
我相信在当时的许多基督徒，犹太人的基督徒，仍然受到这样一个想法的影响，而不接纳有撒玛利亚人。
And I believe a lot of the Jewish Christians back then was still influenced by this not pure bloodline concept, and they look down upon those people in Samaria.
所以耶稣特别在《使徒行传》一章八节提到撒玛利亚。
And that's why Jesus mentioned specifically about Samaria.
提起门徒说，当你遇见撒玛利亚这个地方的时候，你要绕过去，还是你愿意走进去？
So he brought this up to his disciples and asked them to think whether you want to go around Samaria, you go into Samaria.
今天我们在为主做见证的时候，我们要思想的事情是，我的撒玛利亚在哪里？
So now we need to also think about this question. Where is Samaria to us?
哪一些人是我们打从心里头就鄙视就不能接受的？
Do we have someone or some kind of people that we don't like?
也许我们没有这样子的人，但是我们进一步来思想是哪一些人是你不想跟他同工的？
Well, maybe we don't have such people in our mind, but maybe you have someone that you don't like to co-work with.
另外一个我们可以思想的事情是，在你的工作岗位上，哪一些人是你极力讨好的？哪一些人是你因着极力讨好那些人而刻意忽略甚至没有好好对待的？
Well, you can also think about in your work, and are there any people that you want to get approval from, or there are any people that you run the risk of getting their disapproval because you wanted to get a good opinion from someone else.
撒玛利亚的障碍让我们很容易去忽略，但是必须要去面对，就是说作为一个耶稣基督的门徒，我们是不是一个两面人？
So this reminder of Samaria will ask us the question, as a follower of Jesus Christ, are we behaving as double-faced person?
如果我们不能接受或者鄙视的对象却是主耶稣所接受甚至拥抱的对象，我愿不愿意为着主而改变我的看法？
So if this someone that we don't like is someone that Jesus Christ would love to have, would you be willing to humble yourself and go and love this person?
最后一个地方是直到地极。
So the last place Jesus mentioned was the end of the earth.
主耶稣知道门徒们最大的障碍不在于地极，而在于自己。
Jesus knew that the biggest obstacle for those disciples is not the end of the earth, but themselves.
所以他用一个反差极大的地极来帮助他们想到自己。
So he used this big contrast to tell them that you should think about yourself.
也就是说，你要能够走到地极，首先你要能够跨越自我对自我的一个设限的障碍。
So he was telling them that if you want to reach the end of the earth, you have to break through your own perception for yourself.
也就是说，地极在哪里呢？
So where is the end of the world?
地极就在我们踏出去的每一步当中。
The end of the earth is within every step we walk forward.
你不要想到说地极那么远，所以我不可能达到，所以我根本就不要跨出去了。
Don't think that the end of the earth is so far away that I cannot reach, so I will just stay here.
而是要想到说，当我往前跨出一步的时候，我就更靠近地极一步。
So you have to look at in a way that every step you make will be one step closer to the end of the earth.
当我能够因着应许，照着吩咐，靠着圣灵不断地往前行的时候，我就越来越靠近主，并且主的心意。
So whenever we move forward, we according to God's command,based on this, with the power of Holy Spirit, we are one step closer to the end of the earth.
所以我们最大的障碍不在于别人，不在于任何的环境，而在于我们对自己的看法。
So our biggest obstacle is not somebody else's view on us. It's not the environment. It's within ourselves.
我们对自己的看法并不是心理学上面所谓的自我增强。
The perception of ourselves is not what we call the self-strengthening in the psychological point of view.
使徒行传一章八节那个地方很清楚地讲到，我们是有圣灵内住的。
Because the Bible tells us that we are empowered by Holy Spirit.
我们是从圣灵得着能力的。
We gain strength from the Holy Spirit.
那个能力是要让我们直到地极为主做见证的。
And that power enables us to go to the end of the earth to witness for God.
所以如果我们羡慕圣灵充满，我们就应当要不断地找机会为主做见证，因为当我们为主做见证的时候，圣灵一定充满我们。
And if we look for being filled by the Holy Spirit, we should go out and witness for the Lord, because Holy Spirit will fill you when you are witnessing for the Lord.
所以直到地极不是说我们做到死都做不完的任务。
So going to the end of the earth is not something that's impossible.
直到地极是说我们因为为主做见证，就不论到任何地方，不论走得多远有多难，主都与我们同在。
To the end of the earth meaning that the Lord will be with you wherever, whenever,when you witness him.
我们最后讲一个19世纪的时候的宣教士叫做曹雅芝。
So let me tell you a story about a person in the 19th century. His name is George Stott.
他是一个苏格兰的一个这个在中国的一个宣教士。
He was a missionary in China from Scotland.
他在中国宣教的一个贡献是他为温州的宣教的基督徒的成长打下了一个深厚的基础。
His major contribution is to lay the foundation in Christian, in a city called Wenzhou in China.
但是他是他，你如果知道他是谁的话，你会知道说他是一个最不可能被选去中国宣教的人。
If you know about him, you might see that it's possible that he will be the least person to do mission in China.
因为他十几岁的时候就失去了一条腿，注定要终身残疾。
Because he lost one of his legs when he was in teens, and he was disabled the whole life.
我们能够找到曹雅芝在英国的一个真实的记录，就是一封他被大学拒绝的一个信。
The only thing that we can find about him in England was a rejection letter from the university.
所以他是一个没有人要的人。
It seems that he's someone that nobody wanted.
但是在1865年的时候，他从朋友那边听到了戴德森他的内地会在招募要到中国的宣教士。
And yet in 1865, he heard that Hudson Taylor is recruiting for his China Inland Mission.
他就跑去应征。
So he went for the call.
他这个举动让当时很多人都对他报以嘲讽。
And a lot of people were laughing at him.
甚至一些的宣教士也对他这样的举动很不以为然。
And a lot of people were puzzled and didn't know why he was doing that.
因为他只有一条腿，他们认为说，一个一条腿的人怎么能够穿越中国未知的山脉沼泽，各样子的环境呢
？Because he only had one leg, and people were thinking, how could people with one leg going to China with all the difficulties in different situations?
即使对神有信心的戴德森，当时在面试的时候也问曹雅芝说。任何团体都不可能派一位杰出的人到外国去做宣教，我们凭什么要派你去中国
？So even Hudson Taylor himself asked, George this question: Why nobody was sending someone with such a disability to on a mission trip? Why should we do it？
然后这个曹雅芝就留下了一句到现在仍在传颂的话。他非常有自信而不自怜地说，因为有两条腿的人都不愿意去，所以我一条腿也必定要去。
George Stott said something that is still being remembered by people nowadays. He said, I do not see those with two legs going, so I must.
我一定要去。
I must.
他突破了别人对他的看法，他只是他别人对他看法是他只是一个一条腿的废物。
So he broke through what people's view on him because they thought he was disabled.
他也突破了他对别人的看法。
He also broke through what his view on others.
他没有因为别人对他的歧视而心生怨恨，消灭了他因着爱要去中国宣教的决心。
So he did not stall. He did not stop his decision to go on a mission to China because what other people thinking of him.
他更突破了他对自己的看法。
He also broke through what he thinks he thought on himself.
他没有因为即使戴德森都说都嫌弃他而自怜的躲在角落暗自哭泣，怨天尤人。
He didn't stop there, not even because Hudson Taylor said, "How can you go?" And he was not feeling self-pity.
曹雅芝知道神可以使用世间最软弱的人成就神最大的事。
He knew that God can use the weakest and to finish the best task.
所以他把自己交给主，让主带领他走出去，直到地极为主做见证。
So he offered himself to the Lord and went on this mission trip to the end of the earth.
所以我们今天要问我们自己的事情是，限制我去圆梦的障碍究竟是什么？
So we should ask ourselves, what is that stumbling stone that prevents us from witnessing God?
假如今年你有一个立定一个心志要做成一件事情，这一次你能走多远？
So if you have one thing that you want to consider, is that how far are you pushing yourself?
这个问题我们要问自己。
We should ask ourselves this question.
2025年这一次我能走多远？
So how far are we going to go in 2025?
我也许有许多的梦想，我也许立定了许多的心志，但是很多可能都无疾而终，这一次我能走多远？
So we might have had many dreams, many plans in the past, and they all failed, but this time, how far are we going to go?
耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
In Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, to the end of the earth.
什么事情是我习以为常的？什么事情是别人对我的看法限制了我往前？什么是我自己对别人的成见限制了我往前？什么是我为自己设定的不需要的障碍？
So what is the thing that we have already taken as routine? What is the other's perception? Or what is my own perception on ourselves? And so that the, all those that limits our potential to move forward.
2025年，求神祝福我们，让2025年成为每一个福音堂的家人成长与突破的一年。
We pray that 2025 will become a year of breakthrough for each and every one of us.
因为我们每个月的第一个主日，我们都一起来领用圣餐。
This as the first, first Sunday of the month, we come to Lord's table.
我们一起来纪念主。
In remembrance of the Lord.
我们一起记得我们在主耶稣的救恩当中有份。
To remind us that we are all part of His salvation.
也让我们在领用圣餐的时候，我们记得主对我们的吩咐是什么。
And we also will remember what His command was to us.
让我们能够凭着圣灵的能力，我们能够直到地极为主做见证。
So that we can witness Him to the end of the earth through the power of Holy Spirit.
我们一起来读这一段哥林多前书上面关于圣餐的经文，我们一起来读这个经文，我们一起用我们所熟悉的语言，我们一起来读这个经文。
Let's read these verses together in your language that you most prefer.
好，我们一起来。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体。”为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以不论何人，不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯。”就是干饭主的身主的血了，人应当醒茶，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。求神帮助我们让我们经过醒茶之后，我们一起来吃这饼喝这杯。
May the Lord help us to reflect on ourselves and eat and drink with a good conscience.
凡是已经以洗礼来表明你是耶稣基督的门徒的，我们都能够一起来领用这个饼与杯。
So we welcome everyone who is baptized into Jesus Christ will take the cup and the bread.
我们也一起借着领用这个饼与杯来纪念耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
We also remember the salvation that Jesus Christ accomplished for us on the cross through the bread and cup.
记得我们在这个救恩当中有份。
So that we know that we're part of the salvation.
也记得主对我们的吩咐，直到地极为主做见证。
And remember the God's command, the command from Christ that to witness for Him to the end of the earth.
我们一起做一个圣餐的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到您的面前，我们献上感恩，为着我们能够统领这个主的饼与杯，我们感谢主，因为主耶稣已经为我们钉死在十字架上，并且三天之后为我们复活了，如今又升天坐在这个父的这个宝座的右边，等候时间到的时候，会再度来到我们当中，接我们一起，在进入到荣耀当中。我们为着这样一个美好的救恩，我们感谢主，也愿您自己来祝福我们今天每一个领用这个饼与杯的弟兄姐妹。我们一起领用这个杯，我们知道我们在主的身体当中我们是合一的，我们也知道我们在主的救恩当中是有份的，我们更知道我们在主的使命当中我们也是有份的。愿您自己来差派我们，让我们能够走出去，走出去传主的福音，走出去为主做见证，走出去使得我们的生命能够不断的成长突破。谢谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。